International organizations. International organizations are entities formed by multiple countries or non-state actors to work collaboratively on global issues. They provide a platform for nations to engage in dialogue, form partnerships, resolve conflicts, and pursue common goals such as peace, development, human rights, and environmental sustainability. The scope of international organizations has expanded over time, reflecting the growing complexity of global challenges that require coordinated responses. These organizations play a crucial role in shaping international relations, promoting global stability, and addressing pressing transnational issues. Types of international organizations. International organizations can be classified into various types based on their purpose, membership, and structure. Two main categories are intergovernmental organizations, IGOs, and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. Intergovernmental organizations, IGOs. IGOs are formed by sovereign states that come together to collaborate on specific objectives. Membership in these organizations is limited to countries, and the organization operates based on agreements or treaties established among them. IGOs vary widely in scope, ranging from global to regional and specialized to general purpose. Notable IGOs include the United Nations, UN. Founded in 1945, after World War II, the UN is the most comprehensive and globally recognized IGO. It comprises nearly every country and operates with the mission of maintaining international peace, promoting human rights, fostering social and economic development, and coordinating humanitarian aid. Its structure includes the General Assembly, Security Council, International Court of Justice, and specialized agencies like the World Health Organization and UNICEF. The World Trade Organization. Established to regulate international trade, the World Trade Organization sets rules for global trade practices, resolves disputes, and promotes free trade. It ensures that trade flows smoothly, predictably, and freely, contributing to global economic stability. The European Union. Original IGO, the European Union, is a unique political and economic union comprising 27 European countries. The European Union has a common market, enabling free movement of goods, services, capital, and people, and it coordinates policies on various issues, including trade, agriculture, and regional development. The African Union, AU. The African Union is a continental organization dedicated to promoting unity, peace, and development across Africa. It also focuses on advancing economic integration and addressing social and political issues affecting member states. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs. NGOs are independent from government control, although they may work alongside governments and IGOs on specific issues. These organizations are typically non-profit and advocate for humanitarian, environmental health, or social causes. NGOs operate on local, national, and international levels, and their influence in shaping policies and global norms has grown significantly. Key NGOs include Amnesty International. This organization advocates for human rights worldwide, often focusing on issues such as freedom of speech, torture, and the rights of marginalized populations. It brings attention to human rights abuses and pressures governments to uphold international human rights standards. Greenpeace. A prominent environmental NGO, Greenpeace campaigns against environmental degradation, promotes renewable energy, and works to protect biodiversity. Its activism and advocacy aim to influence policy and raise awareness of environmental issues. Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. This medical NGO provides emergency medical aid in conflict zones, natural disasters, and epidemics. MSF's work is critical in areas where healthcare infrastructure is weak or has disrupted by crisis. Functions and roles of international organizations. International organizations fulfill several roles, acting as platforms for cooperation, facilitators of development, and enforcers of international norms and laws. Their primary functions include promoting peace and security. Many international organizations, especially the UN and its agencies, focus on maintaining global peace and security. The UN Security Council, for example, has the authority to intervene in conflicts, impose sanctions, and if necessary, deploy peacekeeping forces. NATO, a military alliance, is an example where member states agree to mutual defense in case of armed aggression. Economic development and trade. Organizations like the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, IMF, and WTO play vital roles in promoting economic stability, reducing poverty, and facilitating trade. The World Bank provides loans and grants to support infrastructure projects in developing countries, while the IMF assists countries facing financial crisis through funding and economic reform programs. The WTO, on the other hand, regulates international trade by setting rules and resolving disputes between member states. Human rights and social welfare. Organizations such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch work to ensure that basic human rights are protected worldwide. The UN Human Rights Council investigates human rights abuses and promotes international human rights standards, while other organizations like the International Labour Organization address workers' rights and labor standards. Environmental protection. International organizations like the United Nations Environment Programme and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, are crucial for addressing global environmental issues. They work to combat climate change, protect ecosystems, and promote sustainable development. Treaties like the Paris Agreement, negotiated through the UN, aim to limit global temperature rise and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Humanitarian aid and crisis response. Organizations such as the International Red Cross, World Health Organization, and UNICEF provide immediate assistance in times of crisis, such as natural disasters, health epidemics, and armed conflicts. These organizations deliver food, medical supplies, shelter, and educational support to affected populations and often work in collaboration with national governments and other organizations. Challenges faced by international organizations. While international organizations play a vital role, they face numerous challenges that can hinder their effectiveness. These include political disagreements and power dynamics. Many IGOs are heavily influenced by the political interest of power member states, leading to conflicts of interest that can obstruct decision-making processes. Resource limitations. Funding constraints are a common challenge for international organizations, especially NGOs. Limited resources impact their ability to carry out projects, deliver services, and respond effectively to crises. Sovereignty and non-interference. International organizations often have limited authority over sovereign states, especially in issues concerning domestic affairs. This limitation can make it difficult to enforce international norms or take direct action in instances of human rights violations. In conclusion, international organizations are fundamental to the structure of the international system, promoting cooperation on issues that transcend national boundaries. From securing peace and promoting economic development to advocating for human rights and addressing environmental challenges, these organizations address critical global issues. Although they face challenges, their role in fostering a more interconnected, peaceful, and equitable world underscores their importance in today's increasingly globalized society.